84 degrees and a little bit cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The TBI's Human Trafficking Task Force has arrested five men in Sumner County in a multi-agency collaboration. Earlier this month, they were charged with promoting prostitution and booked into jail. Among them is a Gallatin police officer, Kasem Barnes. The Tennessean reports he has since been terminated. A TBI release states nine possible victims of trafficking were recovered and offered support services through a local nonprofit, Thistle Farms. It's pollinator week, and Tennessee wants to make sure monarch butterflies are thriving. To make that possible, the State Transportation Department is bringing back Project Milkweed. WPLN's Seth Thorpe has more about the program and how to get involved.
If you ever wanted a milkweed plant in your yard, Tennessee is giving you the chance. With the return of Project Milkweed, residents can order their own seeds online to help support vital pollinators like butterflies. Milkweed plants host struggling monarch butterflies and are essential for their reproduction. Because of habitat loss, pesticides, and other environmental factors, the state started the Pollinator Habitat Program in 2017 to help their population rebound. Last year, the state shipped 93,000 packets of seeds to fulfill 18,000 requests. Residents can order up to 3 packets of milkweed seeds, and you can plant as many as your allergies can stand. Seth Thorpe, WPLN News.
You can find out more about Project Milkweed and order seeds at tnpollinators.org. A Kansas City-based company is buying the Nashville Shores Lakeside Resort for more than $12 million. EPR Properties also recently purchased Margaritaville Hotel downtown. The Nashville Business Journal reports the water park will be managed by the same company that has managed it since 2009. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org. or in the NPR app under local headlines.